ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Shri Vishnu Sahasranama, name 457. Sumukha.
Sumukha means what?
Which I think you can all understand the meaning of, it's clear. Su means that which is very nice or in the superlative. And mukha means the face. So Krishna has a very beautiful face. Everything about Krishna is very beautiful. All good qualities can be all good qualities have their origin in Krishna. So if we say that someone has a beautiful face, that means that it's just a reflection of the beauty of Krishna's face. Find this number verse. This name Sumukha often comes in Shastra in various forms. As often Krishna's face is described to compared to the moon. Chandranana, for instance. Chandramukha. Although when Krishna's face is compared to the moon, it's just some indication. Because Krishna's face is much more beautiful than many millions of moons. Bahu koti chandra chini vadana ujval. The description of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's face is that it is more resplendent than many millions of moons. Yeah, there again you use the term Mukharavinda, lotus face. So Krishna's face may be compared to the lotus, but it's only a comparison. There's no words which can properly explain the beauty. So this term Sumukha comes up in Srimad Bhagavatam in description of Lord Vishnu. Kritsna prasada sumukham sprihaniya dhama snehavaloka kalaya hridi samprashantam shyame prithavurasi shobitaya shriya Shvaschudamanim subhagayantam svatnadeshnyam. So Srila Prabhupada's translation, the Lord is the reservoir of all pleasure. His auspicious presence is meant for everyone's benediction. and his affectionate smiling and glancing touch the core of the heart. So we have here Sumukha, the word comes, and also Snehavaloka Kalayahridi Samprashantam. So that gives the idea. Snehavaloka, he's glancing very affectionately. Then his bodily hue is shyama, blackish. And his broad chest is the resting place of the goddess of fortune. Yeah. She who glorifies the entire spiritual world, which is the above the heavenly planets. Thus it appears that the Lord was personally spreading the beauty and good fortune of the spiritual world. So the Sumukha, the beautiful face, is one of the many aspects of Krishna that makes him Krishna, all attractive. In Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is a quotation from Bilva Mangal Thakur's Krishna Karnamrita. Madhuram madhuram vapurasya vipur madhurang madhurang vadanam madhuram madhugandhi mridu smritam etam etadaho madhuram 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 madhuram. The transcendental body of Krishna is very sweet, but his face is even sweetened than his body. But his soft smile, which has the fragrance of honey, is sweeter still. So there are many, many descriptions in Shastra of the charming face of Krishna. Even the Srimad Bhagavatam, it's described that the various cantos, they're like different parts of his bodily form, and the 10th canto is like his smiling face. There are servants of Krishna who they feel so subordinate to him that they won't even look at his face, they'll only look at his feet. It takes great intimacy with Krishna to be able to see him face to face. That's all right, he can do. He's a press reporter, so that's his job, to take photos. It takes great intimacy to see someone face to face. Especially if there's a very great person. To have the kind of relationship where you can just be with them face to face, that requires great intimacy. Srila Prabhupada often said that you can go to the spiritual world and you can talk to God face to face. It seems almost unimaginable. Just like we can talk to each other face to face. But we might feel a little intimidated if we had to speak to a great person. Here in Andhra Pradesh, a great person is, what's his name, Chandra Babu Naidu. Is it? Yes. Is anyone from Russia ever heard of him? Unlikely. No idea. He's the chief minister of Andhra Pradesh. He was, then he was thrown out of office, and now he's back in a smaller Andhra Pradesh, which has become divided into two states. Did you know it was divided into two states? No. See, he speaks such nice language. Avibhajita, undivided. That's normal Telugu, is it? See, in Hindi they'd come out with some horrible Urdu words or something. So in this part of India there was so much agitation and burning buses and people committing suicide for the Jai Telangana. But they have, in Russia they have no idea of Jai Telangana. It's just inconsequential. That's why it's good for us to discuss Sumukha. There are so many persons, they come and go. So many political issues come and go. Even within our Vaishnava society, so many political issues come and go. But Krishna always remains smiling and happy. There's one anecdote I often cite. Which my godbrother said to one of my godbrothers said to me a few years ago. Which he, it, to him it might have been just something he said in passing, but it made a deep impression upon me. That he had been deeply involved with one of our ISKCON centers in America. And there was a lot of churning or unrest between the devotees there. And as one of the senior devotees, in the meantime, he had, after being involved with that center for many years as a very senior member, he had gone to the country and he had a little ashram and they were growing vegetables and flowers and so many things. So he told me, the devotees are calling me, you have to get involved in all this ongoing discussions. But he said, I thought I have more important things to do. That is, morning and evening we have kirtan and katha in our ashram, and in the daytime we do the gardening. Well, how is that more important than all this commotion going on? Commotion means Hindi dhamal, something like that. Yeah. Garbar. These are vishrinkala, in disorder.
Ibandi.
And most of, because all these that will come and go. There'll be some eruption and disruption, but chanting, hearing and chanting about Krishna should go on. So yeah, so we might feel intimidated if we had to meet Chandra Babu Naidu. Such a big man. Yeah, but there are bigger people than that. Just like in UP, people don't care for the chief minister of AP. And outside of India, no one cares for the chief minister of any state. And this is a tiny little planet in a vast universe. And Krishna is the proprietor of everything. He is so great and we are so small. But he invites us to behold his beautiful smiling face. Srila Baladev Vidyabhushan, the Gauriya commentator on the Vishnu Sahasranama, says that his smiling face, his beautiful face, it reveals his bliss. Because it said the face is the index of the mind. So generally the face reflects the feelings within the heart. Or if someone has what they call a poker face, in English it's called a poker face, it means it's completely straight. A poker means like a rod. Poker is a straight iron rod for poking the coal in the fire so that it burns better. So a poker face means someone's with a straight face, which suggests they don't have much feelings inside. But someone may be very expert in hiding their feelings. Some people can make their livelihood is to artificially express feelings. What kind of people are those? Any suggestions? Actors? Sometimes politicians, they're also considered to be like actors. Krishna's face reveals his blissful nature. Now Jagannath is coming. Jagannath is always smiling. Krishna always looks very blissful. Today, the devotees from Russia showed me photographs of the deities of Radha and Krishna who they are worshipping in Russia. Do you have those photos with you now? No. So you can see Krishna's face. You can see here also, Shyamasundara. Krishna is always very beautiful and smiling. Now, actually meditation on Vishnu begins at the lotus feet.
వాస్తవానికి విష్ణుపై ధ్యానం అనేది అనేక చరణాల నుండి ప్రారంభమవుతుంది.
So even to think of looking at his face, that's a very high level. First we have to come to the feet. Is that right? The meditation begins on his feet? Is that correct? Generally it's thought like that. What about Vedanta Deshika? What does he say about this? Any idea?
సాధారణంగా ఈ విధంగా చెప్పబడుతుంది, కానీ వేదాంత దేశకర్ల వారు ఏం చెప్తారు మీకు ఎవరైనా తెలుసా? ఏమన్నా ఉందా మీకు?
He's a great acharya of the Ramanuja Sampradaya.
వేదాంత దేశకర్ అనే ఆయన రామానుజ సాంప్రదాయంలో గొప్ప ఆచార్య.
So when it was suggested to him that he should glorify the lotus feet of the Lord, he thought, no, that's very high level. I shall glorify his padukas, his slippers. So he wrote 1,000 verses glorifying his padukas.
Vedanta Deshikarla varni adigaru emante Krishnudu yokka padala gurinchi meeru varninchandi ani. Kani ayana em chesarante Krishnudu yokka padala gurinchi varninchadam ane chaala untamainatu sthiti. Ayana em chesarante Krishnudu yokka padukulu evuntunnayo padukula meeda enno shlokalu
cheppadam jarigindi. So we glorify the dust of the lotus feet, that is at the bottom of the feet.
Inga cheppalante పాదుల కింద ఉన్నటువంటి దుమ్ము ధూళి ఏదైతే ఉంటుందో దాన్ని ఆయన
కీర్తించారు. బట్ స్టిల్ కృష్ణ ఆల్సో లైక్స్ టు హ్యావ్ సమ్ ఫ్రెండ్స్ హూ హీ కెన్ స్పీక్ విత్ ఇన్ అ వెరీ ఇంటిమేట్ వే, ఫేస్ టు ఫేస్.
కానీ కృష్ణుడు కూడా కొంతమంది స్నేహితులను కోరుకుంటాడు, ఆయనతో ముఖాముఖి మాట్లాడేవాడు.
ఆల్దో కృష్ణ ఇస్ సుపీరియర్ టు ఎవ్రీవన్, హీ లైక్స్ దట్ హిస్ మదర్ విల్ సమ్ టైమ్స్ చెస్టైజ్ హిమ్.
కృష్ణుడు ఎంతో ఉన్నతమైనటువంటి వాడు అయినప్పటికీ తన తల్లి అప్పుడప్పుడు తనను తిట్టాలని అనుకుంటాడు.
అండ్ కిస్ హిస్ ఫేస్,
తన యొక్క ముఖాన్ని గుర్తు పెట్టుకోవాలని అనుకుంటాడు.
ఇఫ్ ఎవ్రీవన్ ఇస్ బౌయింగ్ డౌన్ అట్ హిస్ ఫీట్, హూ విల్ కిస్ హిమ్?
అందరూ ఆయన పాదాల దగ్గర పడి ప్రణామాలు చేసేవాళ్ళు అయితే ఆయనకి గుర్తు పెట్టుకునే వాళ్ళు ఎవరు?
సో జస్ట్ లైక్ ఇన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ వీ లైక్ టు బి కిస్డ్ బై సమ్ by someone very, by the mother or the wife. So Krishna, that propensity comes from Krishna.
ఈ లోకంలో ఉన్నవాళ్ళందరూ కూడా తల్లి చేతనో లేదా భార్య చేతనో ముద్దు పెట్టబడాలని అనుకుంటారు, కానీ మనలో ఈ ప్రవృత్తి ఎక్కడి నుంచి వస్తుందంటే కృష్ణుడి నుంచే వస్తుంది నేరుగా.
So as described this Sri Vaishnav commentator, he says that these set of names is in relationship to Nara Narayana.
కాబట్టి శ్రీ వైష్ణవ భాష్యకారులు ఈ యొక్క నామాన్ని నరనారాయణుడితో సంబంధంగా వివరిస్తారు.
Who is performing tapasya at Bhadrikashram.
నరనారాయణ అనే వాడు భద్రికాశ్రమంలో తపస్సును ఆచరిస్తున్నారు.
So generally when we think of a tapasvi, we think of someone with a dried up face.
సాధారణంగా తపస్సు అనగానే ఎండిపోయిన ముఖం మనకు గుర్తొస్తుంది.
Not very beautiful. To make the face beautiful, someone will take bath and put oils and some mascara and different things.
సాధారణంగా ముఖాన్ని అందంగా తీర్చిదిద్దడం కోసం వాళ్ళు స్నానం చేస్తుంటారు, లేకపోతే రకరకాల లేపనాలు పాటుగా ఇవన్నీ కూడా రాసుకుంటుంటారు.
But the tapasvi, he'll hardly eat and he'll be in the blasting sun and the strong winds and the whole skin will become dry.
And sadharanamga tapasula mukhanni manam nenchusinatlayite vaada mukham indipoyi nenu ippudu kuda endalo monnati endalo tapasu chestuntaru poorthiga nallabadipoyi untundi vaada mukham.
But Narayan Rishi, when he performs tapasya, still because his form is transcendental, still looks so very very beautiful.
And Narayan Rishi anta teevramaina tapasu chestunnappudiki ayana mukham ento andanga untundi ippudu kuda.
There's practically unlimited descriptions by poetic descriptions of Krishna's beautiful face.
Vastavanni cheppalante Krishnudu yokka andamaina mukham gurinchi asankhyakamainatundi varnalu unnayi, ento mandi kavulu varnincharu.
Krishnaya kamala dalla amala netraya, there's a prayer to Krishna offering respect, who has eyes just like lotus petals.
Krishnudu yokka కళ్ళు ఏవైతున్నాయో అవి కమలాక్షరములుగా చెప్పబడ్డారు.
Now and Rama is a There are so many names of the Lord. Kamala Lochana.
His
eyes just like lotuses, so it's all part of the face. Now, Lord Rama, from the superficial point of view, he appeared to have a very difficult life. But he was always equipoised. Means samabuddhi, equipoised. When he was told that now you will become, there will be the Pathapi Shekam and you will be put on the throne, it wasn't that he started jumping up and down and saying, Jai Ho, Jai Ho. He said, all right, okay, that's all right, I shall accept. And when he was told that now, no, you won't be enrolled, you won't be made the king, you'll have to go to the forest, go get out. He also didn't show any distress. Generally we see the picture of the Ram Darbar of Sita, Ram, Lakshman, Hanuman, others may be there also. And Ram is gently smiling. He demonstrates an inner satisfaction. In the modern age, people think of happiness being very much in the mode of passion, rajoguna. So, for instance, in cricket, if someone is bowled out, then the team who bowls them out, they all have... You don't even know what cricket is. It's the national passion of India. So they all look very blissful. And the one who's bowled out looks like, oh, as if he's been told that has a death sentence or something like this. So this is all happiness in Rajoguna. One minute very blissful and next minute very distressed. But the Supreme Lord, his state is one of complete happiness all the time. Not this rajasic happiness, but contentment. You would express, if someone tells you, yes, you're going to be on the throne. No, actually, you have to go to the forest. You think, there's an English saying, the face will drop. Like that. The whole face will become as if black. What's that you see on the back of the trucks? That Burinaza, Burinazarwala, Teri Mukakala. You can translate that into Telugu. Someone who looks with what's in English called the evil eye. They have a black face. So apart from the expressions of the face, they're smiling, glaring. Looking with sexual desire. These are various expressions of the face. And there's also the aura around the face. So when we say black face, that means that there's someone's feeling very disappointed and distressed. But the Lord, of course, Krishna, he has so many emotions which he also expresses. But he's always very beautiful. And actually Bhishma expressed that his greatest happiness in his life was seeing Krishna rushing toward him with that angry look on his face. He wanted to see this. He enjoyed seeing that expression of Veera Rasa on Krishna's face. That after it was in the evening, after a whole day of fighting on the battlefield, his face was covered with dust. And he was looking very angry as he came towards Bhishma to kill him. Shankaracharya gives an interpretation that he looks very satisfied, quoting from Shvetashvatara Upanishad. He looks very satisfied because he has imparted all knowledge to Brahma. Now this name Sumukha comes up several times in Srimad Bhagavatam also. Of course, it can refer to others also. We see that those who have a beautiful face, some of them may become film actors or actresses. So a beautiful face is also even some mundane person may have that. But the most beautiful is Krishna. And the beauty of anyone else is simply a tiny reflection of that beauty. So in the Bhagavatam, apart from Krishna directly, Prithu is described as Sumukha. Shiva is described as Sumukha. Rishabha was described as such. Brahma, he was described as, of course he has four faces, but his four faces became very bright when Vishnu was pleased with him. Lord Vishnu is described as that. And Vishnu, to be meditated upon in the heart, he is also, one should meditate upon his Sumukha, his smiling face. So apart from Sumukha, Lord Hari, Bhagavan, is described in Srimad Bhagavatam
సుముఖ కాకుండా ఇంకా వేరే విధాలుగా కూడా శ్రీమద్ భాగవతంలో వివరించబడింది.
As vadanam manoharam, which is very similar.
ఈ సుముఖ అనేటువంటి పదానికి అదే అర్థాన్ని ఇచ్చేటువంటి ఇంకొక పదం ఏంటంటే వదనం మనోహరం.
That his his face steals the mind. It is so attractive that it steals the mind.
Anyaka chirunavu yudanga untundante manasunu dochukuntundi.
So we pray to Krishna that may our mind be stolen away from the attractive features of this material world and be completely absorbed in him.
Avante mana yela prarthinchalante mana yokka manasuni doche vidhanga ante ee yokka bhautika prapancham patla mana aakarshana nirmulinchabadi ఆధ్యాత్మిక ప్రపంచం అంటే కృష్ణుడి యొక్క చిరునవ్వు పట్ల ఆకర్షితులయ్యే విధంగా ఉండాలని మనం కృష్ణుడిని కోరుకోవాలి.
She is also described as prasanna bhaktra. His face expresses his happiness.
కృష్ణుడికి ఉన్నటువంటి ఇంకో పేరు అంటే ప్రసన్న వక్త్ర అంటారు.
And several times a similar prasanna vadanam.
ఒకసారి ప్రసన్న వదనం అని కూడా అంటారు.
One of the 18 doorkeepers of Vaikuntha is called Sumukha.
వైకుంఠానికి 18 ద్వారపాలకుల్లో ఒక ఆయన పేరు సుముఖ.
సో దేర్స్ ఎ లిటిల్ డిస్కషన్ ఆఫ్ ది ఆఫ్ హీ హూ ఇస్ హస్ 1000 నేమ్స్ వన్ ఆఫ్ దెం డిస్క్రైబ్స్ హిస్ హిమ్ ఇస్ హావింగ్ ఎ వెరీ బ్యూటిఫుల్ ఫేస్.
ఈ యొక్క విష్ణు యొక్క 1000 నామాల్లో ఒక నామం ఆయన యొక్క అందమైన ముఖం గురించి మాట్లాడుతుంది.
So Vaishnavism is very nice. We can meditate on the beautiful face of Krishna. So should we see our reporters now? So some reporter came? Oh, he went away also. All right then. Okay, I think I'll finish there. And we can discuss more of this tomorrow. Krishna willing. We always say, I will do this or that tomorrow, but we have to remember that everything is in the hands of Krishna.
అని చెప్తుంటాం రేపు మనం ఈ పని చేద్దాం అని చెప్పి, కానీ అదంతా కూడా కృష్ణుడి చేతుల్లోనే ఉంది.
We always think, tomorrow I'll do this, tomorrow I'll do that.
మనం ఎప్పుడు అనుకుంటూ ఉంటాం రేపు నేను ఇది చేస్తాను అది చేస్తాను అని.
But there will come one day which will be the last day in this body and for which we will have no tomorrow.
కానీ ఒక రోజు వస్తుంది, ఇంకా రేపు అనేది లేనటువంటి రోజు, శరీరం వదలాల్సిన రోజు.
So remember that. It might even be tomorrow. Maybe we won't see tomorrow. So smaran nityam anityatvam, always remember that everything in this world is temporary. But the beautiful smiling face of Krishna is eternal. The holy name of Krishna is eternal. Service to Krishna is eternal. So our life should be centered on entering into eternality. That's why we have these rural projects. Samudai, community, prakalpa. We may think, well, there's so much to do in the city. Why are you going to the country and just living simply? Yeah, because the city, so many things to do, but it just distracts our attention from entering into the eternal.
ఈ పట్టణ ప్రాంతాల్లో చేయడానికి ఎంతో పని ఉన్నప్పటికీ కూడా అది మన యొక్క మనసుని పక్కదారి పట్టిస్తుంది అన్నమాట. అంటే మన శాశ్వతత్వంలోకి వెళ్లకుండా చేస్తుంది.
We want to spend this human form of life preparing ourselves to enter into the eternal atmosphere.
మనం ఈ శాశ్వతమైన వాతావరణంలోకి వెళ్ళడానికి మన యొక్క జీవితాన్ని మనం తయారు చేసుకోవాలి.
So many things to do in the city diverts our attention from the real purpose of human life, which is to become mad after Krishna.
కానీ ఈ పట్టణాల్లో ఉండేటువంటి ఉండడం వల్ల మన యొక్క మనసు పక్కదారి పడుతుంది. దేని నుంచి పక్కదారి పడుతుంది అంటే కృష్ణుని గురించి పిచ్చివాడు అవడం అనే దాని గురించి మనల్ని పక్కదారి పడుతుంది.
Of course we can also preach Krishna consciousness in the city.
అయితే పట్టణాల్లో కూడా కృష్ణ చైతన్యాన్ని ప్రచారం చేయవచ్చు.
But on the whole life is very complex.
కానీ పట్టణాల్లో జీవితం చాలా సంక్లిష్టంగా ఉంటుంది.
And సంక్లిష్ట full of difficulties. You already said it. So yeah, important thing to do is to cultivate Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. Any question or comment about this, please? Jayati Jayati Janani Vaso Dan Devaki Janma Vada. Yeah. Shrimukha. Yeah. Shrimukha Vada. What is it? Shrimukha. Yeah. Shrimukha. Sumukha. All these names come. There's so many. In Sanskrit and in the colloquial languages of India also, there are so many names of Krishna describing his beautiful face.
Sanskrit భాషలోను భారతదేశ మాండలికాల్లోను కృష్ణుడి అందమైనటువంటి ముఖాన్ని వివరించే ఎన్నో పదాలు ఉన్నాయి.
It is Makara Kundal.
Makara Kundal.
It's his eyebrows, which are like bows. His face is described as just like so many moons. His lips are described as being red like bimba fruit. Intimate and intricate descriptions of every feature of his face.
Krishnudika mukham gurinchi ati sannihitamainatundi ati sookshmamainatundi varnalanni kuda ivvandi.
Sunasa, very beautiful nose.
Sunasa ante chala andamainatundi mukha kaligina vaadini.
And of course his hair.
Ayanaka shirojala kuda.
That's in curling hair.
ఆయన శిరోజాలు వెనకలు తిరిగి ఉంటాయి.
హరే కృష్ణ.
హరే కృష్ణ.